Hey, it's DPeak, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I will be giving you a short review of Roxfiler. This review is a part of the Lightweight Applications series I'm doing. And Roxfiler is a lightweight file manager for the X Windows system on Linux. Rox is interesting for its lack of dependencies. It depends only on the C libraries. And so instead of having to install Dolphin or Conqueror for the KDE system, and instead of having to install Nautilus for the GNOME system, you can instead, if you want to have a lightweight system, use Roxfiler. Apt-get install rox-filer. And if you ever built other lightweight systems, you can know that once you install the graphical file manager, that it adds a certain weight. There's always huge dependencies to installing something like Nautilus or Conqueror. And I assume, I haven't used Dolphin yet, but I assume the same will apply to Dolphin. Whereas with Roxfiler, it just kicks off and just needs the C library. Now, the interesting thing about Roxfiler is that where is its flexibility? You can run Roxfiler by kicking it off in an Xterm window, and it'll come up as an application. And it'll be a standard application with your maximize, close, resize ability of a regular window, and inside that is a graphical file manager. And you can kick it off twice, and if you want to do drag and drop copying, deleting, any of that stuff, it's just like a regular file manager. You would, mouse over a file, do a right click, and context menus come up. You can open things up in different ways. Open as a default, open as a text file if you need to. You can associate run actions, what applications you need to do certain things. I'm going to just quickly do things. I just want to get across the point that you have full features without all the dependencies. Now, when I say flexibility, getting back to flexibility Rox, you can just put a command in your favorite menu system and kick off Roxfiler like an application, use it as a temporary file manager if you want. However, you can also kick off Rox and have Rox take over your desktop. And with command line switches, you can specify options for the desktop, like whether or not to have a taskbar or not, whether or not to have a toolbar or not. And there are add-on packages, like you can get out a trash icon program if you want to have the trash thing on your desktop, and you can have Rox take over. And when you take over your desktop, some people say, well, what about wallpaper? Well, wallpaper setting is interesting. Instead of, as in my other favorite window manager, which is ICEWM, you have to go into a configuration file and specify a path and file name for your wallpaper. With Rox, you just have drag and drop. Not only can it act as your desktop manager, but since the desktop manager is activated as a command line with a command line argument, you can have multiple settings just by changing what file it saves it all to. For instance, to kick off Rox Filer to take over the desktop, you'd use Rox space pinboard space dash dash pinboard, and you put equal and you name a file, and it'll save all the settings for that. So you can actually have multiple profiles operating under Rox just by changing the command line. And once you can change in the command line, you can modify your favorite menu application by giving it many options to kick off Rox in different ways, whatever way you need to kick it off. So that's one feature I really like, is that it's both a desktop manager replacement in a way, and I say in a way because you probably still run a window manager, and yet you can also kick it off as an application. That's very nice. Now, if you happen to be a fan of GNOME or KDE or IceWM, don't, and you want to use Rocks also, it also installs an HTMLized help file, manual page, whatever you want to call it, into use a share doc Rocks filer. You can also get that online. That man page will list, it's very well written, it lists for each of the major desktop environments what you would do, what special custom settings work best with Rocks filer. So if you want to take over, you can do that. Rocks filer can be used, therefore can work with GNOME, it can work with IceWM, it can work with XFCE, it can work with KDE, or it can stand alone, or it can just be an app. And I think that's really amazing, that it depends on how you want to use it, determines how it will actually behave. Now, when you, there's some nice features that it supports, and the feature support is very consistent. It's, of course, you put your mouse into the window. When you kick it off, it defaults to your home directory, but you can change that with the command line again if you want. And then it's a left click, and your left click gives you ways of getting into the actual options of Rocks file itself, ways of creating new directories, fast ways of navigating, like, you know, just the parent of the window you're in, just a new window of the parent you're in, or a new window of the same window you're in. So it can kick it off very easy. There's, of course, what you would expect, you know, the different ways of selecting things, select a file, clear selections, invert selections, all kinds of things. You can display things, all the things you would expect from a regular file manager. You can sort your displays, change the size of the icons of your displays, view the displays with or without file sizes, all that stuff you would normally expect. But there are a few features that I didn't expect that I really appreciated. One thing that I appreciated was that there's a selection for window. If you go into there, it will allow you to kick off a bar at the bottom of the window where you can just enter shell commands as if you were in that directory. So you don't have to kick off a extern window if you don't want to and you're using Rocks filer. You can just navigate to the directory you want to be in, and you have a quick command. You just choose that shell command thing, and you can type in the command. You won't see the normal output that comes, but the command will execute there. Now, should you want to actually have an extern window, there is, of course, a starter terminal here if you want. It's all up to you. And that's a very nice piece of flexibility to have. I use that quite frequently. So, if you want to check it out, Google for Rocks-Filer, ROX-FILER, or just try installing it. Like I said, it's an app. You don't have to use it once it's installed in your system. You can do apt-get. If your Linux distribution supports apt, you can do apt-get space install space rocks-filer. This is in most of your repositories for most of your distributions. As a matter of fact, this is the default window manager for Puppy Linux, which I've heard some criticism about, but I just find it interesting. And for those history buffs out there, Rocks, of course, stands for something, as all geeky things, we all like to name things in acronyms. Rocks stands for RISC OS on X. So I hope you enjoyed this small and short episode of Hacker Public Radio from the Deep Geek. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.